Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Paul Hamilton joins me now on the Wester Hotline. Hi, Paul.
Hello. I don't know if you know, but the Instigators will be doing their show live from Montreal during the draft.
I did not know that, but that is exciting. Live from Montreal. Everyone seems to be going to Montreal.
Yes, they will be there, so that'll be a good show for them. I remember the Instigators back when we used to have drafts live, way back in the olden days before COVID. I do remember the Instigators being at the draft in the hotel lobby. I remember joining the show
yes.
a long time. So it's not the first time they've been there for that.
I can picture the setup in my head with like a Marriott something behind it. Like just the setting. I can just picture it in my head. That's got to be exciting, though, right, for just everyone in the league because we haven't had a live draft in a couple of years. And I remember the only one I've gone to live myself is the one that was here. But that was a cool event to be at.
I could just see the excitement on Kevin Adams' face on Tuesday when I was chatting with him. Both that, you know, being at the draft live, he's really looking forward to it. And as he said, you know, it's so much better when you can be face to face. You know, if you have a trade idea, you can go to the GM and be face to face with him and have a conversation. He goes, that's just so much better. And he was also really excited about the prospects camp, too, coming up after the draft. First time he's been able to have one because of COVID-19. So that's something that he's really excited about.
And was it confirmed or was it just a rumor that they could be expanding the prospects tournament to other teams? I know that's later on the development camp.
The tournament, that's in September.
Development camp is
July 13th through the 16th. And they have the French Connection scrimmage on Saturday. People are welcome to come to all the sessions starting on the 13th. And then the Prospects Tournament. It used to have the Devils, the Bruins, and the Penguins.
Yep.
The Penguins, I believe, were the team that dropped out last year. So maybe they're hoping to get the Penguins back. Before, they used to go to that big one in Traverse City, Michigan. That the Red Wings had. They were involved in that. And that's a pretty prestigious one. It's hard to get into. But I don't remember the GM that decided they didn't want to be in that anymore, that they decided they wanted to run their own. And so they have the one in Buffalo now with those teams I mentioned.
Yep. So Kevin Adams speaks to the media today, Paul, and Jerry Fortin as well of the Sabre Scouting Department. The news of the day, though, I know it was kind of the whole purpose of the meeting was more about like the draft next week, but we got news before that about Craig Anderson signing a 1-year deal, $1.5 million. Given your conversation with Adams and also his conversation with Howard and Jeremy from earlier in the week, but not much of a surprise, I don't think.
No, it's not, and he actually doubled his salary, which is fine. I don't care. I mean, they got to add a little bit of salary along the way anyway. I've said all along, I don't care what they pay a goaltender right now if it's only for a couple of years. And maybe it's now that tells us more that maybe Marty was right, Marty Barone, saying that, you know, he feels that the Sabres are going to get two goaltenders. Anderson will more serve as the backup, and Luukkonen will be in Rochester. I personally think that's a mistake. I think Luukkonen needs to start his career, and I think we need to find out if he can play in the NHL, and I think the sooner the better, because there'll be another year of advanced development after that. And what, are you going to throw Luukkonen in then? I mean, I would rather find out now if he can play. Adams did say today that they are still in all the conversations they were in for goaltenders, whether it's trade or that type of thing. He goes, that has not stopped. That is not going to stop. He will continue to be in on those, which, again, tells me that maybe, you know, they are going to get another one. But he said the prices are high. And what the price is for trading for a goaltender right now, he's not willing to pay. And it sounds like he's talking about they want some of his young players. And you know how he feels about his young players.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not willing to part with what teams want to pick up a goaltender right now.
That's why it almost always felt to me, Paul, like the free agency route for goaltender specifically was the better course of action, in that you're just really looking for a bridge guy. You're looking for someone that can give this team an inspiration, hope, whatever you want to call it, that, okay, we can make the playoffs, and we know we've got this guy behind us, and we know he's reliable, he's healthy more often than not, and he's going to give us a real chance. The trade market, that'd be nice to have, but the trade market, when you start giving away assets to, you know, get someone that's more meant just to kind of hold down the fort until hopefully one of your young guys takes over, to me, like, that's not, I think, where they are now, and I can't imagine they'll be in that position for at least, you know, a year or two.
And a guy I would like to target, I think I mentioned on your show last time, a guy like Varlamov with the Islanders, 1 year left on $5 million. I think he improves your goaltending. But what's the price? What would the Islanders, if they're willing to trade him, what would they be asking for, you know, that particular player? And the thing is, too, a lot of people, you know, I get a lot of people on Twitter, well, they could have had this guy. They could have had this guy. They didn't get any of the goaltenders. Do you think the top goaltenders in free agency were knocking down Kevin Adams' door saying, hey, I want to come to this team. They haven't been in the playoffs in 10 years. They're in last place. They had the number one overall pick. Give me a piece of that. I want to come do that. I mean, you got to have a guy who wants to come. People now, maybe after the season the Sabres had, maybe a free agent goaltender is more open to the Buffalo Sabres right now. Back last year where I'm hearing they missed out on this guy, and this guy, did they? So those guys were interested in coming to the Buffalo Sabres, really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so. So, it has to be a two-way street. Just because the Sabres didn't sign a free agent goaltender, well, that doesn't mean the free agent goaltender wanted to come here.
Yeah. So, Paul, he said this with you, Kevin Adams did, the other day on your one-on-one with him, but he reiterated today, right, that did he call them the veteran prospects, like Owen Power, Peyton Krebs, that they would be at development camp?
Absolutely. He goes, anybody that is eligible to be at camp will be there. There are, you know, you can't just have everybody come. You know, you can't have Casey Milstead come to development camp, you know, type of thing.
Craig Anderson can't go to development camp.
Exactly. Yeah. So anybody that's eligible would be there. You know, I'm more interested in, you know, we've talked to Owen Power. I just talked to Samuelson 3 or 4 weeks ago, and Krebs and those guys, and Quinn and Paterka. I'm more interested in Johnson, you know, Portillo, mm-hmm. Levi. I guess it's not Rosen anymore, so I got to ask him.
Yeah,
what his last
Rosine?
Name is.
Rosine.
Rosine.
Yeah,
is what Adams calls him, and that's so I got to get used to that. If that indeed, and I will ask him. I'm not saying that's wrong, but that I always do that. I just ask. I say to a player, say your name for me, so I know how to say it, and then it's out of the way. But I've been saying Rosen, and it appears that I've been wrong on that. But he'd be somebody I'd like to talk to. Those other guys. We just talked to them. I don't need to find out what they think about development camp.
Yeah. So the draft is 1 week from tonight, and I'm sure you've got thoughts about what they should do in the draft, or at least that they have three picks. Adams, I'm sure, spoke plenty about that today. What did we hear that was interesting about next week?
Well, for those that were listening, I don't know if the same thing popped out at you that popped out at me. Every time Jerry Fortin talked about the draft, he goes, well, with the ninth pick, if we don't move up.
Right.
Or if we don't move. He didn't say move up.
He said
if
move.
If we don't move. Or if we draft there, you know, type of thing. I I just get the impression, they did not say this, I want to stress this, but just talking to Adams the last couple of times this week, I get the impression they would like to move up. And maybe even move up. Look at the Devils. You know, the Devils have a lot of young prospects, high prospects that they've gotten. They've got the number two overall pick. Slavkovsky could be sitting there. This is a good, big, young, scoring winger. And, you know, and Adams did say, the thing is, he goes, if you move up, you got to be careful. He goes, if you move up, you're probably targeting a player. And that player still needs to be there. You know, otherwise you're not going to want to move up. You know, Shane Wright would be great, but you'd also have centers. I mean, they could use some scoring wingers. You know, and a kid from Slovakia really would fit the bill, I think. Now, he did say, remember how the NFL has like a formula of moving up and moving down?
Yes, the trade,
it should cost.
The trade value chart? Yeah.
Exactly. So I asked, does the NHL have that? He goes, yeah. He goes, our analytics guy, Sam, has gotten that together for us so we know exactly value, you know, what the value would be to move up or move down or anything like that. So, you know, they know what that is. He goes, now other teams might have a different value on what it costs to move up or move down. But, boy, if they could get into that number two spot and that kid was there, I'll tell you what. I'm thinking, well, you're going to have to give up 9.
Yep.
Do you give up 28 or do you give up 41? Does it cost you a first and a second? Could maybe, since you have 3 second-round picks next year, could you make it one of the second-round picks next year? Leave it with the Devils, the highest of the three you can have, and then you still would have 2 second-round picks next year? Or if you're going to number two, is it going to take 2 first-round picks? Are you going to have to give up 9 and 28? Mm-hmm. You would still have 2. I mean, let's say you had to give up 9 and 28. You would still have 2 and 16. You know, so you would still and you would have this scoring winger who I just think would be a great addition to this team and probably could jump into the lineup right away. So that's just the impression, just listening to what I've heard. It seems to me they would love to move up, but again, that is my impression.
I like this conversation. I always feel hesitant to have it because I don't really, at least in my mind, it doesn't happen often. I mean, I'm trying to think right now while you're talking, like, when's the last time the Sabres traded up, like in a first round? I'm not saying it's never happened, but just nothing jumps to mind for me. Like the only thing that I think of when like, oh, NHL draft trading up, like you get in the NFL every year, is Brian Burke moving heaven and earth to get both Sedins. Then that was like, you know, 25 years ago now.
Yeah, there aren't too many teams in general, not just the Sabres, but in general. But I'm trying to think off the top of my head if the Sabres have ever jumped up to one or two due to a trade.
Yeah, or even like in the middle of the first round, have they maybe done it before?
Yeah, they
did
it for, they've moved
they did
up.
It for, did they not do it for Zemgus Girgensons?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. They have moved up, but to move up like in the top two or the top three,
yeah,
if it's happened, now I'm sure people on Twitter, if it's happened, will let us know. But if it's happened, I just don't remember it.
Yeah, me neither. How does that strike you as an idea? Do you like the idea of going up to 2 or 3 or whatever it might be if it does cost, like we're talking about, like another one of your first-round pick to get more of a sure thing?
Absolutely, especially if I can get that scoring winger. As I said,
yep.
Talent is talent. I mean, if you get Shane Wright, you find a way to work him in, but he's a centerman. You know, Logan Cooley is a centerman. And then after that, well, is it worth moving up once you get past those three? What I'm trying to say is I'm probably not moving up to 4 if those three get drafted right away. I'd probably just stay at 9 and do it that way. But if I could get my hands on Slavkovsky,
yeah.
I'm totally, totally in. 6'4", 224, a natural score, played in the Olympics, was one of their better players. That's my target. And that, honestly, of the three, that's what I move up for. I'm not going to move up for Shane Wright and Logan Cooley. Not that they're not good players, but I right now I need that scoring winger. So that if that's my thing, I'm moving up for him and him only.
All right, Paul, and then we had news today on the Sabres preseason. No Leafs, I think I saw, right?
Yeah,
that was a little weird.
Leafs, matter of fact, as we were speaking, I just got that article up. So
okay.
So yeah, it's the Flyers, Penguins, Blue Jackets, Panthers, or I'm sorry, Hurricanes.
Hurricanes, right? Yeah.
And the Penguins. So yeah, home and home with the Penguins, and the other ones are just one at each, and no Toronto Maple Leafs. So that's interesting. Now before last year, they didn't because of COVID. Couple of years. There weren't, so it's been a couple of years since they've had preseason games against Toronto, but COVID has been the reason, and maybe it still is, that you still don't want to deal with anything that, you know, it's still a couple of months away. Who knows where COVID's going to be and that type of stuff. So that might be part of it. Also, I haven't seen the Canadian team's preseason schedule, but it's possible if you look at it, they may all be playing up in Canada and not crossing the border during the preseason. That's a possibility.
Yeah. You can read more about the preseason schedule at WGR550.com, where you can also listen to Kevin Adams and Jerry Fortin's press conference from earlier today. All right, Paul, thanks. And I'm sure we'll talk again either late this week or next week.
Sounds good.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.